Okay.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station.
I don't know about this now.
What?
Yesterday was okay. I kind of enjoyed the heat on the way in, I was saying, the sunshine. Yeah,
you said for the first time.
Yeah, in maybe my life.
You felt good about it being sunny.
Yeah, it was kind of warm. I had the window down a little. It was only 88 coming in.
You kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah, but it was 94 today. But I still enjoyed it. I was still like, oh, this isn't too bad. It's, okay. I can see all the valley. It's so clear. It's unbelievable. It's October, but it's 94 degrees.
Does the fact that it's October make the difference because you know winter is coming?
Yes.
Versus if this was March?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would just
hate it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think so. I don't really know what it is. Huh. I don't know, man. Another couple of days of this, and I'm hoping maybe you can do whatever magic it is you do to make this kind of weather go away now. And
yeah,
get
I
back
don't
to
do
our...
that magic.
Oh,
I like
thought that
this
was
weather.
You.
No,
oh.
I'm a fan of this weather.
Oh, so you're not going to do your magic spells.
No, I don't have
Why do you have these magic beans out then? Magic bean.
That's a whole different thing.
He's never been described that way before.
No, he is not. All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Righto.
We have one American dollar.
Yes, we do, and I think you might win a buck on this one.
Do
I think
you?
There's a possibility. And
every time you say this is how it always works, like a setup.
I think you do the same thing. You're pretty sure I'll get them, and I'm like, I have no idea.
And then it's the worst because you assume that you should nail it.
We're going to go broke doing this game.
All right. Give me five.
Yeah, plant-based songs, much like the burgers I eat these days, the Impossible Burgers and Beyond Burgers.
Plant-based?
Yeah, you know, like Robert Plant, things like that. Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah,
all
that's
right.
Going to be it. Yeah.
That's coming up.
Yeah.
In the 4 o'clock hour, we have embarrassing injuries.
Nice.
I don't know if you saw somebody was at a theme park.
Mm-mm.
And sued over getting a wedgie.
Oh, I did see that.
On a water slide park. Sued because she got a wedgie.
How do you go into court and say that?
Well, I don't know.
Your Honor, I got a wedgie, and let me show you. No! We don't need to see.
But we all have embarrassing injuries, and those stories...
He's taking a hit to the groin.
...will come out. They are starting... There's a new thing where they're trying to use vanilla ice cream made from plastic waste.
Well, I guess we got to do something with it.
Do we need this?
Surrounded the planet. I mean, there's actually a layer of plastic around the entire.
Right, but why does it have to go into my vanilla ice cream?
Get it out of my vanilla.
Right, let's move it someplace
else. Vanilla sucks anyway, so I might as well just put it in there. I guess don't put it in chocolate.
No, vanilla's fine. It's great,
but now it's plastic.
But we don't need it.
Plastic.
Our vanilla beans or whatever they make it out of.
Yeah, what's wrong with those?
Have those?
Those are nice.
Vanished from the earth. And the KLOS name game
is up to $900. Sometime between now and 4, we'll ask you to call, be caller 25, and play a little game with us for $900.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Hey, Ron Jones is who that is. That's his latest, Blood in the Water. That guy, you know, we've been playing for a couple of years here at KLOS, and he's just doing more and more. Got more and more stuff coming up. He's going to be in Vegas, the SEMA Fest on November 3rd, which is really soon already. And opening for Guns N' Roses, going out
that's
and opening
fantastic.
Up for GNR. So very cool, Aaron.
Let's talk about Halloween decorations, shall we?
Yeah, you know, we have a neighbor just moved in next door, and you know how you're like, who's these people going to be? They immediately put up Halloween decorations.
Is that right?
A lot of them. Really cool stuff. So we're like, oh, good. We're going to get along
with
these guys.
We put up Halloween decorations and realized that we were sort of the only
house
on the street.
Oh, I don't want to live on your street.
Listen, we'll turn everybody.
Yeah, man.
But there's this really strange, every year there seems to be the thing that takes over the world.
Yeah.
Last year it was the 12-foot skeleton.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Have you seen people attach it to their car so it looks like it's sitting inside a convertible, like hanging out?
That's
hilarious. God, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's so creepy.
This year is a jack-o'-lantern.
Okay.
An 8-foot jack-o'-lantern.
Woo!
That they sell at Target.
Wow.
For $180.
What? Really?
$180.
It's 8 feet tall.
Yes.
But it's just a... Okay, I see this picture you're
yes.
showing. Yeah, well,
it's just a jack-o'-lantern.
But does it do anything?
It's an 8-foot tall jack-o'-lantern. It
that
has
a
button that says...
Push me.
I'll talk. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You push the button.
Try me.
To get it to talk. Here's the news story on it.
That time of year to decorate for Halloween. And as with every season, there seems to be one decoration the internet obsesses over. Last Halloween, it was this 12-foot... Home Depot skeleton. Everybody wanted it. Well, this year, Halloween fanatics are obsessing over a quirky pumpkin named Lewis from Target.
Lewis. This what a great name.
This is the weird thing.
Okay.
And I don't know why I love it, but I need it.
Okay.
And maybe you can help me figure out why.
All right.
Because it is sold out everywhere.
Are you, do you generally always decorate for Halloween? You're a big decorating?
Yes.
Okay.
I love Halloween.
All right. So, yes. Okay.
But it's sold out.
Yeah.
And this is why. We press the talk button. This is what it says.
I am not a jack-o'-lantern. My name is Lewis.
I am not a jack-o'-lantern.
My name is
My
Lewis.
My name is Lewis.
What the hell kind of thing is that?
I don't know, but it's so bizarre.
That's very bizarre, but you like it.
I think I need it.
I mean, can you imagine, like, you just keep hearing that on your front lawn all the time?
I'm not a jack-o'-lantern.
He's sort of angry, too. I am not.
My name is Lewis.
My name is Lewis.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Why?
I don't know.
Just because it's odd?
It's named itself. That's odd.
It hates the idea of being a jack-o'-lantern.
I'm not just some random jack-o'-lantern.
Which it is.
Someone, you know, you press the button and...
I am not a jack-o'-lantern.
My name is Lewis.
Sounds like somebody,
sexy.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody we would hang out with.
Yes,
it sounds
does.
Like someone really weird that we'd be like, are we going to need to spend some time with
I
this
don't
person?
Understand it fully,
yeah.
But I want one.
Can you order it online from Target?
They're sold out even online from
oh,
Target.
Oh, my God, really?
It became a huge TikTok
sure,
sensation,
yeah, yeah.
And
all
so
right,
everybody
right.
was like, oh. So they'll make, like, TikToks of themselves going into a Target store.
Right.
And, like, talking to the jack-o'-lantern. I don't know, just... For right. some reason, this has taken off, and this is the only thing that makes sense about it, is that what comes out of its mouth
right.
is incredibly weird.
And it'd be a couple feet over you, towering over you.
Yeah,
eight feet tall, it's standing up there saying...
I am not a jack-o'-lantern. My name is Lewis.
My name is Lewis.
I'm first half angry. I am not a jack-o'-lantern.
Then he's like, let's party, man.
My name is Lewis. Why do I need it?
I don't know, but let's go find one. So, Kevin, a few minutes ago, you were talking about this talking jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
It's sold out at Target for $180. The one that says...
I am not a jack-o'-lantern. My name is Lewis.
My name is Lewis.
Lewis.
And having seen it now and heard it, I want it. And
right.
You said it's gone everywhere.
Yeah, even online.
So my friend texted me and goes, have your old friend Lightning go out and do his old thing and start going to all the stores as far as he has to go. If he has to go to Alaska to find Lewis, let him do it. Let's call him. Let's get him to do it. Let's
think
force
of him being, the days of him being a whipping boy might be over.
Let's whip him back into shape. Come
it's
on.
It's very possible
Come
that
on.
It's over.
Lightning, get on it. You bastard.
All right. My name is Lewis.
My name is Lewis. Love that.
Yeah, that's damn good new stuff.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
It's called The Boom Went to Boom, and it's Tommy Henriksen and Alice Cooper, basically Hollywood Vampires, their new project. They got started earlier on Kickstarter this year. It's called Crossbone Scully. It's this dude right here. Check out this dude. You should post this.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's very cool.
Very, very cool. And it's there's a comic book that goes along with it, a limited edition comic book called Thing Number One. And Alice himself said, is he a villain or a hero? You gotta imagine Alice
of course
this,
his voice.
Yeah, I love his voice. I don't know, maybe a little of both. All I know is don't crossbone Scully. Alice Cooper, their new stuff on KLOS.
I love that.
Yeah, it's cool stuff.
We my former partner and I went to the Super Bowl in Miami
right
many years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he woke up that day, the day of the game,
right,
and hurt his back putting on his pants.
How do you hurt your back putting
right.
on your trousers?
I don't know, but it seems like the smallest wrong move with your back
yeah,
can
that's
really
true.
Throw things.
That is a fact.
So I went over to his room, and I was like, dude, the Super Bowl's
today. Yeah, it's only the Super Bowl.
And we have
no
tickets,
big deal.
And
right.
we're going,
we
right?
We flew out here.
No, I need to go to the emergency room.
Oh.
I said, are you kidding me?
Well, have fun, dude.
So we went to the emergency room.
Will you, like, take some random person in the hotel, go, hey, would you take this loser?
Just for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And I said, look, We have two tickets to the Super Bowl.
Can we go?
I'm not helping you.
No.
I'm not a doctor.
No.
I'm not a nurse.
Yeah. I don't have any morphine.
I'm going to take your ticket and I'm going to sell it. I'll scalp it out in front of the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And I scalped it for $2,000 and gave it back to him.
Yeah. Oh, you gave him the money?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
You're right. I shouldn't have. What is wrong?
I don't know. What are you thinking, man?
So we're talking about embarrassing injuries.
That's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. You have one?
Oh, my God. I have a bad butt injury. So.
Yes, please.
Let's hear it.
So I was on the back of my boyfriend's motorcycle, and usually when we pull up to our house, I let go to get off and open the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And I let go, and for whatever reason, he decided to gas it.
Nope.
So I flew off backwards and landed on my butt so hard that the bruise that became over the next few days ended up filling up with blood.
Gross.
I work in orthopedics, so my boss had to take a needle to my butt
every couple of days
and drain the blood out of my
butt. You never want your boss messing around with your butt.
No, you don't.
You just don't want that.
And you also don't want anything drained, ever.
No. And it went on for weeks.
Oh. How much apologizing did your boyfriend do, I would hope?
Oh, my God. So I even had to teach him how to do it.
That'll teach him. That'll learn him.
Yeah, man. That is terrible.
Yeah.
Thank you
That's
for calling.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
I was in high school, and we were cutting some metal up in some sort of like a dropping blade, and my hand was too close to me, close to it, rather, and it crunched my finger, and my finger was bleeding, which pinched some sort of a nerve, and I passed out and fell into the sink.
Oh.
And I woke up on my back with the whole class standing around.
Oh,
great.
The good thing about high schoolers is they always forget that sort
They're
of
super
thing.
Super nice.
What'd they call you from then on?
No, nothing.
What kind of school did you go to?
They stopped calling me.
I am disappointed in them.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, KLOS, what's going on?
Hey, we're talking about embarrassing injuries.
The water park injury. I went down this one slide and skimmed all the way across the pool. Wound up slamming into the other side with my back.
Oh.
Oh, no.
And the lifeguard's like, dude, I've never seen it.
That was really cool.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, I barely could stand up. Are you all right? I'm like.
Did you not weigh very much? Because usually you can only do that with a flat stone.
No, I'm a pretty big dude, man.
And, that's weird.
And it was like, my wife goes, are you okay? I stood up. I could barely walk.
Oh.
Took me to the emergency. They did an X-ray, couldn't find nothing. But I'll tell you what, 3 weeks of back pain, like I'll never forget.
Oh man, that's rough.
I
would love to see the video of you flying across the pool. I have to admit.
Same.
Oh man, I'd rather do that than do the wedge or something like that because it was.
You don't want the wedgie. Yeah. Right on, man. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Embarrassing injuries.
$1,000.
$1,000 KLOS name game is coming up. We'll tell you when to call.
Not yet.
Right now, we're taking calls on embarrassing injuries. You have one like that?
I was probably 7 years old and was with my parents who played softball during the summer. As a 7-year-old, I was bored and went and played.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my best friend challenged me to climb up the flagpole. And I said, I can climb up anything. So I started climbing. At some point, I got to a point of no return, slipped. And slid down until I came up, rested upon the pointy thing that you wrap the rope around.
Yep.
The flag from falling down.
Mm-hmm.
It went right through my pants, through my underpants.
Yeah.
And it sliced up a quarter inch, left side of a silver dollar, of my sack.
Holy cow!
It almost impaled me, but by the luck of God, it just...
Wow!
It was like a meat slicer, yeah.
Oh my God, you're so lucky.
I didn't tell my dad till the next day, and I showed him because I didn't want to go to school. And he said, why? And I finally showed him, and he's like, holy crap. And they took me to the emergency room, and I got like 9 stitches.
Ah! You don't want stitches there!
No, you do not want stitches in your scrotum.
Damn.
That is bad news.
Man, that makes the woman on the water park slide, that's ridiculous. Her little wedgie.
It could have gone right through, I mean...
It could have gone all sorts of places.
We know all the places it could have gone, and none of them are good.
We're glad it didn't.
Still has a scar. It looks like the letter L. And my parents were always afraid that I wouldn't be able to have kids because of the injury, but I did all right. I got four kids.
And now you're keeping them off the flagpoles, I hope, right?
I don't have anything to do with those flagpoles anymore, but every time I walk by one, I get a little shiver down below.
Absolutely. Sure. Perfect example. Thank you, man. Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi there. We're talking about embarrassing injuries.
My brother, him and his girlfriend, they decided to get busy for the first time ever, and when they're changing positions, get scooting up on the bed, they both lean forward at the same time, he headbutts her in the face and breaks her nose.
Oh no, man. That causes so much blood.
No, it was horrible. And big ordeal, she leaves, he comes and he tells me what's happening. I start laughing. I'm like, buddy, you lost her. Lost her. She's
no
gone.
No kidding. I would think.
Yeah.
But no? And are they together forever?
Well, they're married now.
Wow.
Wow, look at that.
And the sex is unbelievably violent.
2 weeks later, she comes back, and he comes to my room. He goes, hey, she's back. I said, you're lying. Nope, she's back. Our dad happened to be a cop, so I go get his riot helmet. I walk into the room, and I hand it to him. I'm like, hey, kid, safety first.
Very funny.
That's awesome, man. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Embarrassing injuries. We did a call-in topic earlier of embarrassing injuries.
Yeah, and we got a couple of more here. We sort of ran out of time, but you know we love pain. So
we do.
We don't want to let this pain go.
And pain that's embarrassing is the best. You got a story like that?
I was impaled right in the gooch.
Oh, on what?
It was on a wrought iron fence. Somebody had held up the jewelry store over at the Carousel Mall in San Bernardino. San Bernardino PD had closed off the blocks all the way around, all four corners.
So it was a standoff.
Well, I used to live in the intersection that was blocked off where the guy had, you know, that's where they kind of held them there.
Right.
Well, I decided to walk behind the buildings, my neighbors. I knew how to get, you know, to my place through there. And as I climbed over the wrought iron fence.
Yes.
You know, they have that little twirly metal thing that, like, the little decorative metal that they weld to the wrought
iron. Right.
Yep.
Well, as I stepped on it, I pulled one leg over, and my weight made that little wrought iron loop straighten out. Straight down into my gooch. I bled, man. I had to pull myself up off of that thing.
Oh, that's the worst part. Deciding and then doing it. I've got to do it. I have to do it. It's going to happen now. Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I did that. I pulled myself off of that thing. I soaked a towel full of blood. They took me to Loma Linda University, where I ended up having to get 5 stitches in the gooch. And that was the most embarrassing part, right?
Wow, that's exactly.
That does
have
seem
fun,
awful.
Nurse. Go to town. Right on, thank you for calling. That's no good at all. KLOS, hello.
Hey, love you guys. Are you still taking stories of embarrassing injuries?
Yes, please.
Thank you and yes.
All righty. Are you ready for this
yep,
one?
We are.
My husband and I have been married 12 years in June, and we were married about 3 years in. We were having relations, and I heard a distinctive sound, and we had broken his, you know what?
His penis.
Woo!
You broke it.
Yes, and it was a sound I will never forget.
I bet he won't forget it either.
Did it go?
No, I don't think so.
Within a few minutes, he was like black down there. Like, it was horrible.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah, and my husband never gets upset about anything. I always stay as calm. So he's like, okay, let me just Google it. He Googled it, and it said if you don't get it looked at within 24 hours or handled, no pun intended, it will cause permanent injury.
Oh my God.
So we rushed straight up the street, luckily, to the emergency room. They had to take his penis, do an ultrasound,
yeah,
and then cut around the tip, cut it all off.
Oh, dear Lord.
And then go inside and do surgery because it's not actually a bone.
Oh.
It's a tendon or whatever it's considered, and sew it together.
Oh.
And the surgeon, the funniest part was the surgeon says, okay, now you guys cannot have any relations for like 8 weeks. I said, are you kidding me? I may never let him touch me again.
No kidding. And vice versa.
What are you talking about? You're the one that broke it.
They said it's not uncommon, but the best part was we're LDS, we're Mormon, and he called his Aunt Barbara, and she laughed so hard she dropped her flip phone on the floor.
That's fantastic.
Thank you, guys. We love you. Give me
five. More singing. Yay. We love singing. So many singing things.
Songs in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
This Give Me Five is plant-based.
So vegetarians can eat it? Is
Bush,
that what you're saying?
Robert Plant, every rose has its thorn.
Oh,
that kind of stuff.
Hey, yeah, that's some good ideas. Let's start with Robert Plant, shall we?
Perfect.
In the mood, 818-955-KLOS, if you can think of anything that is plant-based. Artist, or song, or your cheeseburger, whatever. Mr. Robert Plant there in the mood, and it is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
KLOS, we're doing Give Me Five. Give me a song that's plant-based.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'd like to hear Smoke Two Joints.
That is plant-based.
Oh, I like it. Well done.
Right?
That's very true, man.
Right? I mean, I'm going to join you.
I'm so slow on getting these for some reason. Terry said John Mellencamp and even underlined just the melon parts. And I was still like, huh? A plant-based song. That's what we're looking for. Plant-based songs.
We're slow. We have one from Brian and Jose, One Headlight from the Wall Flowers.
Oh, I get that one.
Because it says flowers.
And they do grow. They're plants.
Do you get it?
And I love this song. Couple of flowers. Well, that's really nice. We ended up with a couple of flowers.
See, because our Gimme Five was plant-based.
We should have played Brandon Flowers and his killers.
Oh, right.
Poison Every Rose had its thorn right before that. The Wall Flowers, One Headlight. I like plant-based. That was interesting.
It was, yeah, agreed. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. The hottest Halloween decoration is a giant jack-o'-lantern that's 8 feet tall and says,
I am not a jack-o'-lantern. My name is Lewis.
His name is Lewis.
I love Lewis.
I don't know why, but we love that.
And it's all sold out, so we need to hire Lightning to go find it. He can drive across the entire country until he finds Lewis.
They're trying to dispose of plastic waste, which is a huge problem. One person is trying to put it in vanilla ice cream.
That is the most messed up thing I think I've ever
heard. It makes no sense, and because hot dogs still exist.
Put it in beef jerky.
Right.
Not
agreed.
Ice cream.
And tomorrow we kick off Power Trip all 3 days by talking to Marcy out at the Empire Polo Field.
Yeah, we'll be broadcasting live all day. Come by and see us. You're out there, and I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We have $900 for you in the KLOS name game right now. Be caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. You'll get to play the game, and good luck.
You know, your phobia could pay off in the current version of the name game.
That's correct.
That's weird.
What is your name?
This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Brenda, you're caller 25.
All right.
Brenda, are you afraid of a lot of things?
I'm claustrophobic. That's about it.
Okay, all right. Well.
All right, we're looking for the name of a phobia that starts with a A, B, C, or D.
Let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were arachbutophobia, fear of peanut butter. I don't know what that is. And agoraphobia, which is a fear of leaving. Those were incorrect. So what do you think it is for $900?
Okay, I'm going with Brahmadrosy.
Well, we're going to hear a lot of this, I think, over the next couple of days.
I do, too.
We'll dig it out of the computer. Is that the one? It's not the one.
I'm sorry, that's not it. Well, I'm not even sure what you said is one.
No, it is. I looked it up.
Okay, right. There you go. That's thing to do. Start looking up fears so you can win money. Right on. Thanks for playing. And next hour, you know, I just want that on 45 because I have so many Rolling Stone songs over the centuries on 7-inch.
Are they selling it on 45?
I don't know. I'm going to have to get it if so. Yeah. That is the latest from the Rolling Stones. That is angry.
It is 95.5 KLOS. Time for the KLOS name game. If you would like to win, what are we up to? 1,000?
1,000 bucks.
If you'd like to win that amount of money, you can call right now. We'll take caller 25-818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
The name game. A song for it. I didn't know we had a song for it.
We played it every time.
We have?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard it before. That's nice.
Who is this?
Hi, this is Mike.
Mike, you're caller 25.
Up to $1,000 now. We're looking for the name of a phobia that starts with an A, B, C, or D. Try to pronounce the name and tell us the fear.
And this is very, very weird, but the last couple of guesses. What a strange thing to be doing.
Yes.
This is very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Last couple of guesses, Mike, were from Brenda Bramdrosa, or the one before that was Arachia, but... Topia, which
that's
is the fear of peanut butter.
Spider in
your
butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neither one of them was correct. What do you think it is? And good luck pronouncing it if you've come up with it.
I say arachnophobia.
Arachnophobia. Incorrect.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you for trying. We appreciate it. All right. Next hour, $1,100. We have $1,100 for you this hour. Is $1,100? Yeah, it's $1,100 for you this hour for the KLOS name game. Don't call now, but we'll tell you when to call very soon.
Mammoth WVH on his way to filling his potential, already up to his second album, and from it, great stuff. Man, I love that song.
So
it's called
good.
I'm All Right.
We have $1,100 for you in the KLOS name game. If you'd like it, you can call right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Cash to give away here.
Money.
KLOS, who's this?
Hey, it's Bruce.
Bruce, you're caller 25.
Sweet.
That means you get to play the KLOS name game. Sorry.
Whatever it is.
It is worth $1,100, and we're looking for the name of a phobia that starts with the letters A, B, C, or D.
And the last couple of guesses were arachnophobia and Bramadrosa. Drozy. Whatever the hell that is. But those were wrong. What do you think it is, Bruce, and your friend there in the background?
Hey, how about aerophobia?
Aerophobia. Is that a fear of Aerosmith?
No, it's a fear of flying.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Aerophobia.
Is that... No, that's not the correct answer.
Incorrect. Thank you for trying, though.
Yeah, Steven Tyler is happy it's not that.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
So, next time we play the game...
It'll be worth $1,200.
Woo! Hip-hop hooray Henry Winkler there. It was on this day in rock in 1962 that the very first Beatles single, Love Me Do, was released in the UK on Parlophone Records.